In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On Friday, we just concluded the celebration of the baptism of the Lord, and now we are preparing to go with the Lord into the wilderness, where he fasted for 40 days and was tempted by the devil. For the Lord, it was 40 days in a literal wilderness, and for us, it's going to be 40 days in a spiritual wilderness, a wilderness where we deprive ourselves of certain things, but we also are tested. That's what the word tempted means in this passage. It doesn't mean that God brought the Lord out into the wilderness so that he could be tempted because he was trying to get him to sin, of course. What it means is that he was tested. The Lord, of course, could not fail that test, because if you test gold 100% of the time, it's going to turn out to be gold. But when we are tested, what we discover is where we are at spiritually. And the purpose of us going through times of fasting is for us to make an assessment of where we are and where we need to be. And if we cooperate with God's grace, then we will come out the other end of this wilderness of Great Lent closer to Christ and worthy to walk with the Lord through the Passion, his death, and his resurrection during Holy Week and Pascha. The gospel that we read today is always read on the Sunday before the beginning of the Triodion. And if you don't know what the Triodion is, that's the book that most of our hymnody is taken from during the period leading up to Pascha, all the way through Holy Saturday. Why do we read this gospel today, the gospel of Zacchaeus? Well, the story of Zacchaeus, there's a number of significance that it has. You might have noticed that when your house gets blessed, whether it's a new blessing or whether it's the theophany blessing that we're going through right now, if you haven't already had your house blessed, hopefully you will have it done soon. But you'll notice that there's a prayer that mentions Zacchaeus. And when we bless a new home, we actually read this very same gospel, because it talks about how the Lord asked to come to his house. And we are inviting Christ into our house, so to speak, during Lent. We're asking him to come and to change us. Zacchaeus, we're told, was a sinner. He was the chief of the publicans, and for Jews, a publican was on the same level as a heathen, because a publican wasn't just a tax collector like we know them, but it was someone who extorted money from people and was also seen as a collaborator in some ways with the Romans, but someone who was they both feared but also despised, because they feared the power that they had, but they despised these people as being very wicked people. And we're told that he was short. And what the fathers tell us is this shortness signified the fact that he was spiritually unable to see Christ because of his sins. And so we're told he climbed up into a sycamore tree so that he could see Christ as he passed. And this tree is an image of Lent. As sinners, we're unable to know God without help. But God provides us with the path of repentance, prayer, and fasting. And when we climb up this tree that God's provided, we're able to see Christ. Christ asked to come to Zacchaeus' house, and Christ not only wants to come into our house for a brief visit, but he wants to transform our homes. He wants to make our homes different. He wants to change it. He wants to make it into a holy place, a little church. The Lord tells us, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Christ is standing at the door of our homes, and he's knocking. And he standeth at the door of our hearts and knocking. So let us let him in both to our homes and into our hearts, so that like Zacchaeus, we will be transformed, not only us, but our families and those around us, so that the light of Christ will shine in us and through us, and that we will never be the same again. And this will happen if we just open up our door and let him in. Amen.